You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
To the Middle East now. The brutal crackdown in Syria has seen images of violence from cities around that country over the last 10 months, with the notable exception of the capital, Damascus. But opposition forces have slowly encroached on territory in some of the Damascus suburbs. And early Sunday morning, approximately 2,000 Syrian soldiers launched an assault on those suburbs, where many dissident soldiers have taken up residence. Joining us for more on the ground in Damascus is Amer al-Sadek, a member of the Syrian Revolution Coordinators Union. Welcome to the program, Amer.
It's always my pleasure, John.
How important is Damascus getting involved in the violence and unrest that we've seen in other cities around Syria over the last several months?
The capital city is very, very important, considering that most of the loyal people, if any, are still in the city itself. Now, the city has been involved heavily in protests over the 10 months of the revolution, but this particular city has the headquarters and many, many branches, along with huge numbers of personnel for all the security forces. And I can tell you for myself, any protest that would go in Damascus City will be attended by the security forces in a matter of minutes, sometimes 10 minutes, sometimes 2 minutes in one occasion if in the city center. And shooting, tear gas will start almost immediately. The city, the capital city, is very important for the regime to keep hold of, and they're doing a lot of work just to keep it like that. Obviously now, the regime is struggling to keep it this way, but they will not be able to do that with the huge presence of the FSA soldiers, the Free Syrian Army, defected soldiers who decided to join this army and not to shoot on their own residents and nationals, just to shoot back if the case requires them to protect civilians.
Amer al-Sadek, member of the Syrian Revolution Coordinators Union. It's also important for your opposition to be in Damascus, in the sense it's closer to the media, it's easier to get images out that show what's going on precisely on the street. Isn't that the case?
Well, I would not differentiate Damascus from any other city. The regime has been willing to cut down communication, water, and even electricity from any area. In my particular area, I am in the city, in one of the edges, and every Friday we expect a blackout of any kind just by the regime in trying to stop us from submitting the videos and the news about what's going on. Actually, this has been happening in the outskirts, the eastern outskirts, where clashes between the FSA soldiers and the regime army has been happening over the last 3 days.
Although the defecting soldiers, the FSA soldiers, how many of them would you say there are at this point, nationwide or just in the Damascus area? And it's a hard case to make that these defecting soldiers are civilians. They're combatants.
Well, they're not civilians. In most of the cases, those soldiers are soldiers who were serving, doing their military service. They were conscripts in the Syrian army, and then they decided to defect. Most of them defected with their own weapons and other weapons that they could steal. And then they joined any of the known groups of the FSA, the Free Syrian Army. They are all around Syria, and I think they have a stronghold in many cities like Idlib, Homs, Hama, and they have a very stronghold in Damascus countryside. And I think that's the reason why the Syrian regime army sent huge enforcements to those areas over the last 3 days, because those areas are almost not accessible by the army or the security forces. Every time they would storm those areas, there will be fought back by the soldiers. We estimate their number to be almost 50,000 people at this point. Considering the numbers we receive from people inside the army, and considering the number of people who failed to report to the military service after being called in. Now, let me give you an example. If you did your military service in Syria, which is almost 1.5 years, you may be called in after you finish. Many people were called in. The rate of people reporting to their units is only 30%, even though those people are facing a very big legal punishment by their court. They may be sentenced to do some jail time. Still, only 30% reported back.
That's a very interesting number, which indicates the declining support for the regime, or at least the growing impatience of the people of Syria to tolerate this regime, despite the crackdown. Amer al-Sadek, before we go, You know, your explanation for why the regime is putting up extraordinary resources to crack down on the Free Syrian Army is because you think they're on the ropes or they're desperate in some way. But the regional powers in your neighborhood and the Russians and the Iranians say, no, what this is what the Syrians have always done, mobilize overwhelming power to suppress your opposition. You're basically heading into a bloodbath, Amer al-Sadek. How would you answer that?
Well, it's up to the international community to play a big role in how this will end. People are still determined to go into peaceful protests. Most of the people fighting are already military personnel, so the bloodbath will come mainly from the regime. Now, Russia and Iran keep supporting the lies of the regime. There are armed gangs, terrorism, Al-Qaeda, stupid terms like that. And I cannot tell how they can explain the fact that only 30% of people would report to their units. I mean, if your country is under attack by external foreigners who are trying to sabotage it, I think the army would have more than the human power it will need rather than losing almost 70% of it.
Good point. So, one last thing. How come you're allowed to speak to us then?
I'm not allowed to speak to you. I'm using a pseudonym. I have relocated myself several times, and I'm prosecuted with my real identity. I had to take my family along with me, and I also asked my parents to change their location. It's very difficult for everybody whose identity is known because they will be prosecuted. Many of my friends were arrested, and three of my friends were killed, including my friend's father, who was shot in the head by a sniper bullet during a funeral. I was there, and I could see how his face deformed. It was almost very difficult to recognize him. This is what happens to everybody who goes out in a protest or in a funeral for one of the people who died in a protest in Syria.
Amer al-Sadek, your bravery is well stated there, and we hope that you can continue to contact us from Damascus. Amer al-Sadek is a member of the Syrian Revolution Coordinators Union. He spoke with us from Damascus, Syria. Thank you, Amer.
Thank you. Thank you so much.